ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. We'll begin with the Nida in which Tosfos talks about in Dibur Maskil Shochulei. This is the middle of Tosfos on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. He talks about who we paskin like as far as the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel about Matan Hashchirim Rashi Kosev by Kinyan. As we saw in Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, there's a Machlekes Rav holds the Matan Hashchirim Rashi, which he added a Kinyan to. Then is Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. It has the Milos both of a Matan Hashchirim Rashi and the Milos of a Matan Hasbari. The Milos of a Matan Hashchirim Rashi that it could work even on a Halva, and the Milos of a Matan Hasbari, the Momad Einei Chayzer. And Shmuel says, Lo Yadan Ma Eden Bei. Shmuel holds that since there's a Chshash over here, his intentions are that the Kinyan should be Chal Alachar Miso, therefore the Matan is not Chal, even if he does not get better. Now Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, even though the klal is in Dina Mominis, if there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, we passing like Shmuel. Here, however, Rabbeinu Chananel says, we passing like the Shita of Rav. And he explains, because since Rav is a Vadai, Rav was sure about his Shita, and Shmuel had a Sofik, he said, Lo Yadana Ma Eden Bei, he wasn't sure whether we should passkin that the Matana is good, or we should be Chayshu that he means to make the Kinyan Lachar Misa, and therefore it's not good. Since Rav is a Vadai, and Shmuel is a Sofik, therefore in this case we'll passkin like Rav. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim, Ois Tov Kuf Nun Hei, he brings this Tosfos, and he says, L'chayra, the Svar of Rabbeinu Chananel is correct, since Rav is a Vadai, we should passkin like Rav. And he asks, why is the other Poskim do not passkin like Rav, they passkin like Shmuel? L'chayra, Rabbeinu Chananel is correct, Ein Sofik Moitzim Dei Vadai. So in the Sefer Ayel HaShachar from Reb Shteinman Shlita, he gives a Hesber in this Machlokes, what exactly is the Shaila Tolyan, whether we passkin like Rav or Shmuel? And he explains, that what Shmuel says, L'yadana Ma'idin Bei, the Lashon of Shmuel is mashm that it's a suffix. We mentioned in the previous year, there is a tzad to say that since Shmuel is a suffix, if the Mekab Matana will be Tefis, Tafas Ein Mitzi Noisim Miyodoy. But Akapanim Reb Shimon says, what exactly does Shmuel mean to say Shema? What is a suffix over here? It could be understood in two ways. It could be understood that Shmuel himself had a suffix, had to understand the umdin on this situation, where he didn't have to make a kinyan, but he did anyhow. Perhaps he means to be oiker the koyach of the Matan Hashchirimra, and he wants the kinyan should be chal like de his maisa kinyan. And if so, there's a problem, since the nusach in the shtar is written as the Matan Hashchirimra, which is chal alachar miso, so his kinyan also would be chal alachar miso, and that cannot work. Only Matan Hashchirimra has this chiddush that is chal alachar miso. Regular kinyanim cannot be chal that way. The other side of Shmuel was that even though he did a maisa kinyan, it's still not muchach that he means to be oiker the koyach of the Matan Hashchirimra. Therefore, it would still be able to be chal ayyadei the dinim of Matan Hashchirim ra'advar of kiksuvin kumusurin dami, it would be chal alachar misa. This is one way to understand the suffix of Shmuel. However, you could understand a different way, and that is that not that Shmuel himself had a suffix, rather Shmuel is telling us that some people, when they use this lashon, they intend to be oiker the koyach of the Matan Hashchirim ra, and others could be do not intend to be oiker it, but since on each individual person there's a suffix, we have to be chayshish that maybe this person did not want to use the koyach of Matan Hashchirim ra, and therefore his kinyan would not be chal. And since it's a suffix, we'll say Hamitzim Mechaveri Olavaraya, and the Makabo will not get the Matana. So again, the two Tzadim are, do we say that Shmuel had a suffix, had to understand the Umdina, or is Shmuel telling us that on each person there's a suffix, what his intentions were? And Reb Shteinman explains that the Chayr of the Shaila, if we pass him over here like Rav, because Shmuel was Misafkalei, or we pass him like Shmuel over here, is telling these two Tzadim. If we'll say that when Shmuel says, Lo Yadana Ma Eden Bei, Shemer Li Gomer Laknesi El Bishtar, Shmuel means to say that he himself has a suffix. What is the Umdina in this case? If so, then Eichnami, Lucher, we should pass like Rav, because Rav is a Vadi and Shmuel is a Safik. If, however, you learn like the other side, not that Shmuel himself had a Safik, rather Shmuel is telling us that on each person there's a Safik, what he meant. Some people may have meant to be Eiker the Kayach of the Matan Hashchirimra, and some may still want to use the Kayach of Matan Hashchirimra. So since it's not that Shmuel has a Safik, Shmuel's Vadai, he's telling us, Bateres Vadai, that this case is a Safik, what the person's Umdina is. Therefore, in this case, we would not say to pass like Rav, because Rav and Shmuel are both passing B'teres Vadai. Now I'll continue on. The Gemara at the bottom of Kufnan Beis Amud Beis brings Pompadisa Masnu Hachi. The Gemara goes on to bring a Shaila from Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, Shochalim Bei Rav to Shmuel, Yalamdeinu Rabbeinu, Shchiv Mera Shekosav Kol Nechosav La'achirim, Vikonu Miyodei Mahu, Shalach Lei Ein Achar Kinyin Klum. Rashbam explains, this case of Kosav Kol Nechosav La'achirim, Vikonu Miyodei, is talking about that the Shchiv Mera wrote a shtar and he gave it over. And besides writing a shtar and giving it over, he also did an additional kinyan. And this Shmuel said, Ein achar kinyan klum, as the Gemara continues at the top of Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, and Shmuel meant, Bein la'atzmai, bein la'achirim, he cannot be chayzer from this matana, neither to give it to someone else nor to keep it for himself. And as Rashbam explains, since in this case he went out of his way to write a shtar and give over the shtar, and also to do an additional kinyan, here even Shmuel's maskim that his intentions are to be miyapa as koichai for the kinyan to be chal right away as a matnas bari. And Rashbam adds that which the Gemara brought previously in Daf Kufnun Beizu Mer Aleph from a Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the case of Shchiv Mashakosov Kon Chosov Lachirim Afopi Shekonom Yodoy Im Omad Choizer. It's before over there that in that case it's not like a matnas bari. More of there explains the case is talking about with miyapes koichai. He wrote into the shtar that the kinyan is only to give extra yipay koyach. Otherwise, Shmuel would have said shemer legom laknoisei el b'shtar vein shtar lacharmiso. Rakopam, the Rashbam says that case is talking about where he only wrote a shtar and he also did a ma'isa kinyan. This case is talking about where he went a step further. He wrote a shtar and made sure to give over the shtar either to the mekabel matana or to someone who is going to be zeichin it for him. And additionally, he did another ma'isa kinyan. Here, even Shmuel's maskim. There's no tzad that he's trying to be megareya anything, and that the kinyan should only be chal at lachar miso. Here he's trying to be miyapes koichai, and therefore has a din of a matnas bari. The next case of the Gemara, who do kana minei also lekamei deravuno, Omar may eyevi lechod li aknas kidemakni inchi. The Rashbam Rambam is talking about the same case where he wrote a shtar and gave over the shtar, and besides that he did a ma'isa kinyan. The Rif and Rabbi Yonah seem to have a different girs in the Gemara. Their girs are who do kosvel lekulin nichsi vikanu minei. In other words, the Gemara is saying clearly we're talking about how he wrote it, which means he wrote it and gave it over, and besides that he also did a ma'isa kinyan. Rakapan Rav Huna paskin over here that the din is he cannot be chayzer, which the Chayim means to say he cannot be chayzer, neither to give it to someone else nor to keep it for himself. Now Ben Yaino, back on Daf Kufnun Beizam and Aleph, he quotes our Gemara and he asks Akasha. And his Kasha is based on that which he understood with Das Shmuel, that which Shmuel says on Kufnun Beizam and Aleph, the case of Matnas Shechim Rasha Kostas Bakinyan, Shmuel said, Rabbeinu was bothered by the same kasha which other Rishonim were bothered by. L'chair, the Lashon should have been Shemar Legomer Laknoisei Ela B'Kinyan V'Ein Kinyan La'achar Misa. The bigger point of Shmuel over there is that since he did a Ma'isa Kinyan and was not Soimech on Dvarav Kiksuvin Kimasunin Domi, that shows us that he's not using the Kayach of Matna Shchimra. He wants it to be Chal Aydei his own Kinyan. And since the Ma'isa he gave the Matana with the Lashon of Matna Shchimra, which is mashma that is chal lachar misa, so his kinyan will be chal lachar misa as well, therefore it cannot work. Why does Shmuel use the lashon of shemar legomer laknoisei ela b'shtar ve'ein shtar lachar misa? So Rabbi Yonah over there learns the case must be talking about that besides the kinyan sudr which he did, he also told the eidim who were there at the time of the kinyan they should write up a shtar and give it over. And Rabbi Yonah explains the reason why Shmuel spoke about this case is to tell us an additional chiddush that even in this case where there are really two kinyanim, it was a Kenyan Sudr and there's also a Kenyan Shtar. The Edom Lemaisa wrote the Shtar and gave it over, and either one of these could have been enough to accomplish the Kenyan. Still, Shmuel is telling us we don't assume that he means to give it as a Matnas Bari. We don't say that he's being Miyapa Koyach, that the Kenyan should be Chal right away. Rather, we're Chayshish that he wants to be Chal Alachar Miso. That's why the Kenyan does not work at all. However, Rabbi Yonah asks, L'chair, if this is the Pshat, L'chair would seem to be a steer to ask Sig over here on Daf Kufnun Gimel. Because here, Agmar is talking about such a case where he did a ma'isa kinyan, and besides that, he also wrote up a shtar and gave it over. Each one of these would have been enough to be makta the nechasim. And here the din is that he's being miyapa koichai. Here everyone is maskim that there's no chash, he wants the matana to be chal only la'achar miso. Since he went out of his way to do so much, clearly he wanted to work as a matnas bari. Everyone is maskim that he cannot be chayzer. This is the kasha which Rabbi Yonah asks on Daf Kufnun Beis. And to answer this kasha, he quotes B'Shem the Ga'inim. This is an important yisoid. The Ga'inim explained the difference between the two cases is in the Seder, the order which these kinyanim were done. Akis of here in Daf Kufnun Gimel is talking about where first he wrote up a shtar and he was mezakeh, he gave over the shtar to the mekabel matana, then afterwards he went ahead and he did another ma'isa kinyan. Here everyone's masking that he's trying to be miyapa koichai, he wants the matana to be chal right away as a matnas bari, and therefore he cannot be chayzer. The case before in Daf Kufnun Beis is talking about where the order was different. First he did a ma'isa kinyan, a kinyan sudar. Then afterwards, he wrote up the matana b'shtar, and he had the matana given over b'shtar. There Shmuel says, where Chayshish, he wants the matana to be chal only la'achar miso. In that case, we do not see that he's trying to be miyape koichai. And the Ga'inu explained the pshat is, because since it's normal that after kinyan sudra is done, it's written in the shtar and given over, stam kinyan l'ksiva imed, this is a normal thing to do, and therefore we don't assume that he's coming to be miyape koichai, that the kinyan should be chal right away as a matnas bari. So this is the difference between the two cases, the Ga'inu explained. The difference what to say there is, if first the kinyan is done and then it's written up in shtar and given over, then we don't say that Shmuel is moedid that he's being miyapa koichai. In that case, Shmuel would hold that the zechshash is only being makna la'achar misa. Mashenkin in the case where first they wrote it in the Shar and gave it over, after they went ahead and did an additional kinyan, that's something which is definitely out of the ordinary. There clearly he's trying to do something extra to be miyapes koichai, and therefore the kinyan is chal right away. With this, Rabbeinu Yonah explains the lashon of the Gemara over here by us, that which Rav Huna says, "My yevel lechad loy aknes kedemakni inchi." He meant to say you did things out of the ordinary. This is not the normal seder that people do. Therefore, you clearly meant to be miyapes koichai that the kinyan should be chal right away. And Rabbeinu Yonah is bedayik like this in the lashon of the Gemara, which, as we said, he was gerus in the Gemara. Ahu the kasev lekula nichsi v'konuminei. Rabbeinu Yonah explains the seder of the Gemara's bedafka. He first wrote the shtan, gave it over, and then only afterwards did he do the kinyan. Therefore, this is something which is out of the ordinary, and he meant to make it like a matnas bari. Then Rabbeinu Yonah goes back to the Gemara daf kufnun beis and beis as well. He says there also the Gemara is talking about such a case. The lashon of the Gemara, which he quotes, is shalchu lemi beirav leShmuel yilamdenu Rabbeinu. It seems he was gerus to the Gemara the word Zika, and he says there also the Seder is Bedafka. First they broke the Shtar and they gave it over, then only afterwards did they do an extra Kenyan Seder. That's why in that case everyone is maskim that he cannot be Chayzer. Akabam, this is an important Gesayid from the Ga'inim which Rabbeinu Yonah brings. The whole din of Er Gemara is Dafka talking about in a case where the Kenyan was done after the Ksiva and the Mesira, otherwise you would not automatically assume that he's coming to be Miyapeh as Kaychay. Now we'll discuss another important point, which is negated throughout the sugya. Din of matnas shchivmera in omad chayzer. If a person gives matnas shchivmera, whether he gave kol nechassim or if he was matzav machmas misa, in any case, where the din is that if he gets better, he could be chayzer. The shaila which the Rishayim discuss is: does this mean that he has to actually be chayzer? He has to say clearly, "I'm being mevatel the matana," or is it automatic, since he only gave the nechassim adas that he's going to die? Now that he ended up living, automatically the matana is batal. So Tosafos over here at the bottom of the Omer in Dibur Maschil v'Leikosav Bey, he brings a ray from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Beis that the din is that even if he was not actually chayzer, still the din is that the matana is batal. The Gemara there brought a memo from Rav Huna who said, "Gitay kematnosay, the get of a shchimra has the same status as a matna shchimra, just like a matana of a shchimra. If he gets better, he could be chayzer. If a shchimra gives a get, the same is also true. If he gets better, the get is nisbatal." And the Gemara b'Hemshech over there is mevur that in this case where a shchimra gave a get, if eventually he got up, the Gemara is muchach that even if he did not say befeish that I'm being mevatel the get, automatically the get is batel. Therefore, here as well, Taisu says if a shchimra gives a matana, also if he gets better, he doesn't have to say that he's being mevatel the matana. The male of the matana is nisbatel. Now, if we take a look carefully at the lashon of Taisu, he says kivan she'omar mistama vadei chozer boy afapishli omar befeish. Now this lashon of Tosis is mashma that be'etzem in order to be mevatel the matana he has to be chayzer. Just Tosis says even if he did not say so beferish that he's being chayzer, we assume that b'stam he wants to be chayzer. However, if we take a look at the lashon of the Ritva, this is in Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph and Dibur Maschil Hochi Yomar Shmuel. This is quoted also in the Rebuki Yosef and Ein Aleph Amud Aleph and Dape Arif Dibur Maschil Imei Derami Bar Chomo. Over there he says a similar din, but the lashon is a little bit different. The lashon of the Ritva is He says you don't have to be mevatel the matana because originally the matana was given al das that he eventually dies. If he didn't die, the matana is nisbatel me'eleha. The lashon is a little bit different than Tosfos. Tosfos is mashma that he does have to be chayzer. Just we assume that he's being chayzer. The Ritvan and Ruki Yosef say that the matana is nisbatal me'eleo, since originally he was only given aldas that he's going to die. Now, firstly, we have to stress this whole nidin, whether he has to be chayzer befeirish or not, is clearly only negeah when eventually he does die, since the din is that matna shchimra is only chal la'achar misa, so it makes a difference whether he is chayzer or not when he gets better. Either way, the matana is not going to be chal until eventually he dies. The shayla is negeah when he eventually does die. Do we say that he had to have been chayzer when he got better? And as we saw, Rishayim Mervur, that he does not have to be Chayzer. However, as we said, there's a slight difference in the Nusach. Tosfos is mashma that he does have to be Chayzer. Just we assume that in his mind he's being Chayzer, even if he does not say so beferish. And the Ritvan and Ruki Yosef say he does not have to be Chayzer at all, since originally the Matana is only given Aldas that he dies from his Chayli. Now it seems that there's a simple nafkamina between Tosfos and the Ritvan with the Ruki Yosef in a case where he got better, but he says beferish, I do not want to be chayzer. I would like that the matana remain by the makabel. According to Tosfos, it would seem the din is that the matana is niskayim, since in this case he told us beferish that he's not being chayzer. Mashenkin, according to the Ritvan and Muki Yosef, even if he says I would like the matana to remain by the makabel, either way, we have to do a new maisa haknah, the original kinyan was only done al das that he's going to die, and since he got better, the original matana is not a matana. Even if he wanted it to remain by the mekabel, he would have to do another hakna. So what exactly is the hesber in this machlokes? So first we have to be makdim. We've spoken a number of times before. What exactly is the din that a shchimra who gets better, he could be chayzer? We said that b'etzim there are two reasons why he should be able to be chayzer. One reason is because matna shchimra is only chal alachar misa, therefore kipshuta it's like any other matana which is intended to be chal alachar zman. And halacha we passing like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes, that if a person is makna something to be chal alachar lamid yoyim, he has the ability to be chayzer until the kinyan is actually chal. Therefore here as well, the shchimra could always be chayzer before the matana is chal. And secondly, there's another reason why the shchimra could be chayzer, and that is, as the Gemara is before, that be'etzem there's an umdino. Since the shchimra gave away all of his nechosim, it's clear that he's only giving it machmas miso. He never intended in the first place to give away his nechosim if in the end he's going to get better. Akapam, as far as Aaron Eden over here, so the guy with the first din, that it's matana lachar man, and therefore he could be chayzer, so for that he would definitely have to have a chazorah beferish. The matana would not be nispatel on its own. However, as far as the umdino is concerned, here lachar seems to be the machlokes between the rishonim. And that is, when we say that there's an umdino, that he would not have wanted to give his nechosim away if he eventually gets better, so Tosis Lachar understands the umdino is, he wants to maintain for himself a schus to be chayzer. In other words, it's not like a regular tenai, as if he would say that I'm only giving this matana al das, that I do not get better, if I do get better I want the matana to be nisbatel. If that was the case, then clearly he would not have to be chayzer, the tenai was nisbatel on its own. The pshat is according to Tosis, that he maintains for himself a schus to be chayzer. Now in this Tosis is mechadish, that even if he did not say beferish that he wants to be chayzer, we assume that that's his will, therefore the matana is nisbatel. According to the Ritvan and Muki Yosef, they understood that the matana mitzchil was only given al das that he's going to die. If he doesn't end up dying, the matana is nisbatel. It's not the pshat that he maintained the schus to be chayzer. The whole hakna in the first place was only al tenai that he eventually dies from this chayli. If he does not die from this chayli, he never meant to be makna in the first place. Therefore, you don't have to come onto a svara to say that b'stam he would want to be chayzer. Even without knowing that he wants to be chayzer, and even more than that, even if he tells us b'feirish that he does not want to be chayzer, since the original akna was given al tenai, and the tenai was not niskayim, because he got better from the chayli, therefore memeil of the matana is nisbatel. Now take a look at the next gemara, ahi matanta davi kosov bo b'chayim u'b'moves, rav amar hareyu kumat nashchiv mera, v'shmuel amar hareyu kumat nazbari. Rav amar hareyu kumat nashchiv mera, diksiv bo b'moves achar misa komalei, v'hai diksiv b'chayim simin ba'amu d'chayi. V'shmuel amar hareyu kumat nazbari, diksiv bo b'chayim, mechayim komar, there's a machaikus between Rav and Shmuel in this case. Rav says the word b'moves is the ikar, therefore it's a matna shchimera and im omar chayzer. And Shmuel says the word b'chaim is the ikar, therefore it's a matna zbari and it cannot be chayzer. Now what exactly is the case over here? So Rashbam Dibar Maschal Himatanto explains we're talking about a matna shchimera b'miktas. In the next Dibar Maschal he adds, we cannot possibly be talking about a matna zbari. A bari who gives a matana and he says that it should be chal lachar misa doesn't work. A kinyan cannot be chal lachar misa. It has to be talking about a matna shchimra. But the Rashbam says it's talking about a matna shchimra b'miktas. Now since he explains that way, that it's a matana b'miktas, the Rashbam has to add that a kinyan was done, because as we know, matna shchimra b'miktas needs a kinyan. Without a kinyan, it's not chal. Now the Rashbam says later on in Dibur Maschol Rav Omar, that according to the sheet of Rav, that the ikur is the word b'moves, it has the din of a matna shchimra, and therefore he could be chayzer. The Rashbam adds that koshkin in a case where it was a matna shchimra b'kulu, there is pasha that he could be chayzer. In other words, we see from this Rashbam, that which he said earlier, that it's talking about a matna shchimra b'miksas, it's telling us an added chiddush, even though he only gave away miksas nechosim, and usually the din would be that that's considered a matna zbari. Here, according to Rav, since he said the word b'moves, even though he also said the word b'chayi, but the ikar is b'moves, that gives it a din of a matna shchimra, and therefore he could be chayzer. Now further on, in Dibur Maschal Harei Kemat Nazbari, Rashbam explains according to the sheet of Shmuel, Shmuel holds the ikar is the word b'chayi, the word b'mavis plays no role, and therefore according to Shmuel, the din is that it has the status of a mat nazbari, and it cannot be chayzer. And Rashbam adds, even if it wasn't mat nashchimra b'kulu, where if it wouldn't have said anything clearly, we would have assumed that it's a mat nashchimra, which he could be chayzer. Now that he said the words b'chayi, it has the din of a mat nazbari, and it cannot be chayzer. And Rashbam adds even further, that even though this is a matna shchimra which also has a kinyan, and we know that the sheet of Shmuel is le'yadana ma'idin bey, shemer le'gomer la'knoise el b'shtar ve'in shtar la'achar miso, here the Rashbam says we do not have that chash, since he said the word b'chayi, he clearly means to give it as a matnas bari, and therefore it will be chal now. So b'kitzur, the Rashbam is saying that l'maisa this could be talking about either a matnas shrim rabbe miktas or a matana bakulu. In both cases, Rav would say that it has a din of a matnas shrim and he could be chayzer, and Shmuel says it would have a din of a matnas bari and he cannot be chayzer. If we take a look at the lashon of the Rambam in Perikhes, Hilchos Aschiyo Matano Halacha Yutes, he passes like the Shita of Rav, as is before in the Sugyo, Amri Nardo Hilchos Akavasid de Rav, and the Rambam says clearly that we could be talking about either a Matano B'miktas or a Matano B'kulu. Now, in this Rambam, the Magen Mishnah makes an interesting point, and as we'll see, this is an important Machlokes Rishonim. He says that which the Rambam is mevur, that the case of the Gemara could even be talking about a Matna Shechir B'miktas, Akarach of the case is talking about that he was Mitzava Machmas Misa. Because if he was not Mitzava Machmas Misa, then he would Shach. Since it's a Matna Shechir B'miktas, so if he did not make a Kinyan, then it's Nachal at all. And if he did make a Kinyan, we know that then is a Matna Shechir B'miktas with a Kinyan has the status of a Matnas Bari, he cannot be Chayzer. What is the Pshat over here? He can be Chayzer. Akarach of the Pshat is because he said clearly that he's giving a Machmas Misa. And Lacha Mishnah over here, he brings this Mega Mishnah, and he asks, why does he say he has to be talking about in a case where he told us that he's giving a Machmas Misa, since he said the words B'chaim u'Bamoves, and according to Rav, the Iker word is the word Bamoves, so that itself should make it into a Mitzava Machmas Misa. Why does the Mega Mishnah have to say that other than these words B'chaim u'Bamoves, he made it clear to us a different way that he's giving this Matana Machmas Misa? So Lacha Mishnah answers, he says, since the Maisi said both words B'chaim u'Bamoves, since he only gave Miktas Nechasim and he said the word B'chaim, if it would not be talking about in a case where he was a Mitzava Machmas Misa, Rav would have been masking that the Iker would not be the word B'maves, the Iker would be the word B'chaim, and he would have considered it a Matnas Bari. The only reason why Rav says the Iker is the word B'maves and it's a Matnas Shimra is because the case is talking about that it was a Mitzava Machmas Misa. But Akapan, you see from the Magen Mishnah, he's learning the din over here has to be talking about in a case where it was Mitzava Machmas Misa, or not saying that the word B'maves itself is the way that he's telling us that it's a Matnas Shimra. However, we see in Rishayim seem to say not like this. The Ramban, the Yad Rimah, they both say that even though this is a case of Matnas Shechimra B'miktas, where the din is that you need a Kinyan, and if you make a Kinyan, it's a Matnas Bari, which you cannot be Chayzer from. Here, according to Rav, the din is that it has a din of a Matnas Shechimra, the Pshat is because since he said the word B'moves, that itself made it into a Matav Machmas Misa. These Rishayim are Mavur, you don't have to have some other connotation from his words that he means to give it Machmas Misa. This itself is what makes it into a Mitzava Machmas Misa. This is Mavur in the Torah as well. The Torah says that since he said the word B'maves, that's what makes it into a Matnas Shechimra, and the Sma explains the Pshat in the Torah that by saying the word B'maves, he's making it into a Mitzava Machmas Misa. Now there's an important R over here, and that is, once the Maisa were explaining the Pshat in Rav is that it became a Mitzava Machmas Misa, whether you learn Aderech L'Magen Mishnah, that there was some other connotation beforehand that he's giving it Machmas Misa, or you learn like the Rishonim in the Torah, that this itself, that he said the word B'maves, that's what makes it into a Mitzava Machmas Misa. The shaila is, if so, why is it that you would need a Kinyan? As we saw, the Rashbam in the beginning of the Sugya said, the case is talking about that you did a Kinyan. And as we explained, he said that because it's talking about a case of Matna Shechim Rabbe Miksas, which can only be chal with the Kinyan. However, according to what we're explaining now with Das Rav, what makes it L'maisa into a Matna Shechim Rabbe is that it's a Mitzava Machmas Misa. The din is that a Mitzava Machmas Misa does not need a Kinyan. Even if it's a matana b'miktas, you still do not need a kinyan. It has the mile of divrei shchimra k'ksuv and k'mesurin dami. So this issue was raised by the Bach on the tour in the beginning of Siman Reishon and Aleph. He brings the Rashbam that says the case is talking about that it's a matna shchimra b'miktas and that he made a kinyan. And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Chesuch Oschia Matana Halacha Yates, Rambam that we saw previously. The Rambam does not mention anything about a kinyan. The Bach explains the pshat in the Rambam is since we paskin like Rav that the ikur is the word b'maves. That's how it gets the status of a matna shchimra, which is chal lachar miso, and he could be chayzer. Therefore, you don't have to say the case is talking about that he made a kinyan, because matna shchimra b'miktas, where he's mitzav machmas miso, you don't need a kinyan. There is a din of dvar of kiksuv and kemesurin domi. And the pshat in the Rashbam, the Bach says, the Rashbam only said the case is talking about that he made a kinyan to explain the shita of Shmuel. Einichnam, we coined the way we paskin like Rav, even if there was no kinyan, since the maisa gets the status of a matna shchimra, it would work even without a kinyan. According to Shmuel, however, who says that it has the status of a matnas bari, according to Shmuel, you would need a kinyan. And chayr, we should add that according to Shmuel, even if it's a matana bakulu, the chayr also you would need a kinyan. Even though a matnas shchirma bakulu does not need a kinyan with derech klal, here in this case where he said the word b'chayim, and we understand that he's making it as a matnas bari, here it would not be chal with an amir alone, he would need a kinyan. Now, mention the kasha on the sugyo, which the Stipler talks about in Kehilat Yakov Simin Mem Aleph. He asks from the sheet of Shmuel over here, holds that in this case of Bechayim Ubamoves, the Iker is Bechayim, and therefore Shmuel Paskins has a din of a matnas bari, and he cannot be Chayzer. And yes, how does this fit with the sheet of the Muki Yosef? This is a Muki Yosef which we discussed already a number of times. The Muki Yosef says B'Shem the Ritva that if a Shchimra gives a matana Bakulu, and he makes a kinyan, and he says clearly that he wants the kinyan to be Chalmi Achshov, the din is, the Muki Yosef says, that eventually if he gets better, he could be Chayzer. Even though in this case, if he does end up dying, the matana will be chal originally from the moment of the kinyan. For that reason, the Muki Yosef says he does not have a right to be chayzer to give the matana to someone else. Only in the case of a regular matnas shchimra, which is chal lachar miso, the other din is that since it was not yet chal, it's like a kinyan lachar zman, he could be chayzer to give the matana to someone else or to keep it for himself. In this case, where ba'etzim the kinyan was chal immediately, he cannot be chayzer to give the matana to someone else. But still, the Muki Yosef says, since it was a matana bakulu, so you still have the umdino that he only gave it machmas miso. Therefore, if he does get better, he could be chayzer. And on this disciple asks, this is a steer to that which we find in Ersugyo, the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel says, and since he said the word Bechaim, that shows that he wants it to Michal Miachshov, and Batsim, even Rav would be maskim to this if he would not have said the word Bemaves. If he would have just said the word Bechaim, we would have said that it has a dinner of a matnas bari and he cannot be Chayzer. Why is this different than the case which the Muki Yosef and the Ritva spoke about, where he said clearly the word Miachshov, he did in my Sekin, and he said it should be Chal now? Still, the din is that we say that eventually, if he gets better, he could be chayzer because it still has the status of a matnas shchivra. There's still an umdino. Here as well, we should still say there's an umdino, even though he said he wants the kinyan to be chal mechayim. It should not take away the umdino that he's only giving it machmas miso. And firstly, we should stress the kash is only in the case where it was a matana bekulu. If it's a matana bemiksas, obviously do not have this umdino. But akapanim, in the case where it was a matana bekulu, we should still say that even if the word bechayim is the ikur, that just means to tell us when he wants it to be chal. But the umdino that he's only giving it machmas miso should still remain. Therefore, if he gets better, he should be chayzer. So the disciple answers this based on that which the Muki Yosef himself says somewhere else. This Muki Yosef is also an Ayin Aleph from an Aleph in the Dapa Yarif, a bit further down from the other piece of the Muki Yosef, where he talks about the kinyan Miyachshov, and he's talking about over there the Gemara Daf Kufn and Aleph from an Aleph at the bottom, the case of the Piskus of the Pardiso, where the sister of Dimi Bar Yosef kept on giving it to him with a matnas shchimra, and she kept on being chayzer. And the end of Dimi Bar Yosef made sure that it was given to him with the matnas shchimra, with the shir. It was only matnas shchimra b'miktas, so that she would not be able to be chayzer. But the maskana segmor that didn't work either, because it was metava machmas miso, since it was clear that she was only giving it to him because she thought she was going to die. But Akapan, the Muki Yosef over there says, really there wasn't eitzah from Rav Dimi Bar Yosef to do. As lashon over there is, im hisna beferish, shenoisin matana kayemes lo'ilom, v'konu miyadoy b'me'achshov, hareyo kematnas bari l'divrei akoyal. If the sister would have given it to him, and she would have said befurish that I'm giving it to you a kinyan la'ilam, and they did a ma'isa kinyan to be chal mi'achshav, then she would not have been able to be chayzer when she got better. The Muki Yosef continues. He says the reason Rav Dimi did not do this is because he thought that which he did was enough, being mashai would be good enough. But Al-Kaparim, the Kehilas Yaakov says, you see from here that if the shchimra gives a matana and he says clearly it's a matana kayemes la'ilam, then already there is no way he could be chayzer when he gets better. Therefore, he says, you have to say this is the Pshat in the Gemara over here as well. In this case, where the Shchimra said, B'chaim u'bamoves, the Machlokes is Rav Shmuel, what's the Iker? If the Iker would be B'chaim, the disciple explains, then already it would be considered like this same case where the Shchimra said, B'ferish, that the Kinyan is going to be La'ilam. And the truth is, the disciple says, the Mugasif himself says this, when he talks about the case of B'chaim u'bamoves, he says, K'farkasavnu b'shem meritvo, dem kosabay mi'atavad o'ilam u'kiyotze b'zeh, if he says befurish miyatavad oilom, then it's a kinyan which the shchimra cannot be chayzer from. And as the disciple explains, he means to say this is different than the case of me'achshov. If he gave matana bekulu when he said me'achshov, we understand that what he means to say just is that the kinyan should be chal from now. But in echanami, there's still an umdana that if he gets better, he does not want to give the matana. Mashenkin in this case, where he said mi'atavad oilom, or the same thing will be in this Gemara, if you hold that the word b'chaim is ikr, that's like he's saying b'feirish that I want it to be a kinyan lo'ilom. In that case, there is no umdino that he wants to be chayzer. Therefore, even if he gets better, the kinyan will be niskayim.
This shir is on Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, beginning with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Loi kosav bo shchiv mirahu, oimer shchiv mirah yisi vein oimer bari ho yisa. There's an argument between a man who had given a matana to somebody else and a receiver of a matana. If at the time of the giving of the matana he was a shchiv meira, and now that he was amad, so then he could be chayzer, Or was he a bari? Was he a healthy person at the time of the giving of the matana? And then he can't be chayzer. So the halacha is, according to Rameir in the Mishnah, that tzarech lahavi raya sheshchiv meira haya divrei Rameir. Rameir holds that he has to bring a raya that he was a sheshchiv meira, and therefore he can be chayzer on his matana. And the Chachamim say, hamaitzi mechaveir ol v'raya, and the mekabel matana cannot be maitzi from the Nisain until he can prove that the Nisain was a Bari. The Rishayim right away on Ma'orer that we know that a Shechiv Meira who gives away all his Nechasim does not require a Kinyan. Divrei Shechiv Meira kichsuvin v'chim surin dami. It's as if it was written and given over. It does not require a Kinyan. A Bari, on the other hand, a healthy person who gives a Matana, requires a Kinyan. So what is the case of the Mishnah? Was there a Kinyan or not? Without a Kinyan, it can't be a Matnas Bari. And with a kinyan, that's not the derech of a shechiv meira to give a make a kinyan. And l'chayra also, what was the amount that was given? If he gave all his nechasim, so then it would make sense that if he's a shechiv meira and he's oimei, that it could be chayzer. But if he gave only part of his nechasim, the halacha is that a kinyan v'miktsas, a shechiv meira cannot be chayzer. So it would make no nafkamina if he's a bari or a shechiv meira. Either way, the matana would be a good matana. So the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yoina explain the Mishnah that we're talking about, that he gave a matana, bikula, means all his nechasim were given away in the shtar, and there was a kinyan. Because if there was no kinyan, then there can't be a matnas bari, like we explained. So it has to be that there was a matana bikula, and there was a kinyan. So the Shaila is, the Rishayim ask, that what's the nidan, what's the back and forth? L'chaira, even if he was a shechiv meira, but since it was written in the shtar that it was a kinyan, l'chayri can't be chayzer. So, imanam shach, if he's a bari, he can't be chayzer. And even if he's a shechiv meira, and normally if the matan is bekula, then if he's amad, he could be chayzer, but not if there's a kinyan. If he writes a kinyan in the shtar, so if he Rav holds that when there's a kinyan, the previous sugyas, that if there's a kinyan in the shtar, then the matan is a good matana, even for a shechiv meira. The Ritva is miyashim, and he says that over here it's different. Because the Mishnah is speaking about mitzava machmas misa. And the din is, if a person mitzava machmas misa, he's commanding that he's giving it only because he's dying, so whether it's matana bekula, or whether it's matana bemiktas, it's a good matana's din of matna shchimira. And the halach would be that if he's amad, he's chayzer. Hagam, there was a kinyan. Lefizeh, that's gufu the nidoin. They're arguing, was he a bori, and a mele can't be chayzer, or was he a shchimira, and he could be chayzer? It was a matana bekula and it was a kinyan. With a kinyan makes no afkamina since it was mitzava machmas misa. Rabbi Yoina says another mahalach, and he says that we could explain the Mishnah that really we don't know if there was a kinyan. The Edom wrote a shtar that he gave away all his nechosim. And it's not clear in the shtar whether there was a matnas bari, bekinyan, or it was a matnas shchimira. Like Tosis points out, it didn't say in the shtar, not the loshen of a bori of k'dimahalach ad ragloi b'shuka, like I was walking on my legs in the marketplace, and it doesn't say a loshen of shchimira, which would be kad have a kotzi v'rami v'arasei. So we don't know if this matana was a matnas shchimira or a matnas bori, and on that kufa is the nidoin. If it was a matnas bori, as the mekabel is claiming, he's claiming there was a kinyan, and the Noisin is claiming it was a matnas shchimira. He was a shchimira at the time, and there was no kinyan, and he was amad. And since he was amad, the din is that it could be chayzer. So if you're Rabbeinu Yoina, it doesn't say klor in the shtar that there was a kinyan, and bazeh gufa is the nidin, whether or not there was a kinyan and has a din of matnas bari, or there was no kinyan and has a din of matnas shchimira. Rabbi Chanan asks gevaldig kasha in Poshup Shat, that l'chayra, why don't you say that there's a raya that it must have been a matna shchimira? Because a person normally doesn't give away all his nechasim. Zanan sadi, a person's not nice and kol nechasim, less than he was a shchimira. That's the reason why we say that a shchimira that gives away all his nechasim, and then he's amad, and then he lives, he doesn't die, that he's chayzer. Because we assume that he would never have given away all his nechasim except for the fact that he's expecting not to live. So from the fact that he actually gave away Oz Nechasim, that should be a raya that he taka gave it, b'teiras, shchimera. Or else, why would a person give away all his Nechasim? Hagam l'cher, you could argue with Rabbi Elchanan, and you can say that that's true. If we know that he was a shchimira, then and he gave away all his nechassim, there's an umdana that he wouldn't have given away all his nechassim unless he's planning that he's not to live. But if he's oimei, then he can be chayzer, because otherwise he is not going to have what to support his family. But that umdana is only in a shchimira. But an adam bari, there's no umdana that he doesn't give away all that he has. It's possible that an adam bari should give away all his nechassim. But Rabbi Chanan understood that that's also included in the umdana. A human, a regular bari, regular healthy person would not give away all his nechassim. From the fact that he's giving away all his nechassim, that's a raya that Hitaka was a shchimira. The BMS is a Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Chiyah Matana, Perik Ches, Halacha Chof, that brings from the Rajvin Tshuva to explain an earlier Gemara in Kufim Chesim and Beis, where the Gemara over there discusses the possibility that maybe the Noisei and the Shchimira had other Nechassim. Says the Rajba that Zerai that Mestami has other Nechassim if in a case where he makes a Maisei Kinyan. Because if it would be Mechalek HaKoel, giving away all his Nechassim, he wouldn't have to make a Maisei Kinyan, like a regular Shchimira. That means that the fact that he gives away all his Nechassim is a raya that he is a Shchimira. And the Fizeh, Chor Bayos, also, if you made a Kenyan and it didn't stop having an Amira, so that's a Mokim Tim is stopping and say that it was a Bari. So, Vaita, you have Gufa, that's the Nidain. On the Tzad, that it was a Matnas Bari, as the Mekabal is claiming, he's claiming there was a Kenyan. When there was a Kenyan, so then there's no riot from the fact that he gave away all his Nechassim. On the other hand, the Noisin is claiming that it was a Shchimira, so Taki is saying there was no Kenyan. He's saying there was no Kenyan, so it has a din of Matna Shchimira, and in Omad, it would be Chayzer. Then Mr. Mishnah Melech, in another place, in Hilchos Chiyah Matana, Perek Tes, Loch Chav Beis, really asks in the Rajba from this Mishnah, because the Maisa, the Mishnah does say that there's a Vikuach, there's an argument between the Noisin and the Mekabal. The Noisin says he was a Shchimira, and since he was Omad, the Matana is bottle, and the Mekabal says that he was a Bori. And if he was a Bori, so Mele Matana is still Kayim. L'chor, why don't you say there's a Rai from the fact that he made a Maisa Kenyan? That's the Mishnah Melech's Taina on the Rajba. But the way we explain the Mishnah, that Taina is only the way the Ritva learns. That it's clear there was a Kenyan in the Shtar, and the Machlaikas is, was he Mitzav Machmas Misa and he could be Chayzer, or he was a Bori and he can't be Chayzer. So Mele, the Kasha, the Mishnah Melech, asks in the Rajba is, if there was a Kenyan, that's a riot that it must have been a Bori and it wasn't a Shchimira. The Chayra, and the fact that he also gave away was Nechassim. But that's only a Raya if you learn the mission like that. There was Zichah Kenyan, and their argument was it a Mitzav Machmas Misa? So then, the Rajba, that if there is a Kenyan, it must be that it was a Matnas Bari, so the Chari have a Raya, because the person wouldn't give away all his Nechassim. But the fear of Ben Yaina, as we explained earlier, his Malach in the Mishnah is that, and that Gufa is the Nidan. The Nidan is whether or not there was a Kenyan. The Naisin is claiming that there was no Kenyan, it was a Matnas Shchimira. The Makabal is claiming there was a Kenyan, and it's a Matnas Bari. So Ebazai, the Mishnah Melech has no tie in the Rajba, because over here, the goof of the Nidin is, was there a Kenyan or was there not? If there was a Kenyan, like the Makabal is claiming, so it's a Matnas Bari. If there was no Kenyan, like the Naisin is claiming, so it's a Matnas Shchimira. So the Nidin is whether there was a Kenyan or whether there wasn't. And Zeh Gufa is the Nidin, whether or not it was a Matnas Bari or a Matnas Shchimira. So in summary, the two Malachim in the Mishnah, either the Nidain, whether it's a Matnas Bori or Matnas Shchimira, is Gufa also whether there was a Kenyan, there was no Kenyan, where Ben Yoina learns, or the way the Ritva learns, it's clear there was a Kenyan, and still the Ritva understood in the Mishnah, Al Gam, there was a Kenyan, that said that it's a, you could be Chayzer, and it's a Matnas Shchimira, is because it was a Mitzav Machmas Misa. And that's the Nidain. Was it a Mitzav Machmas Misa or not? And then Lefizeh, the Mishmael Takash Tikla Ora, that even Lechayri should say it was a Shchimira because he gave away all his Nechassim, that's one side, or maybe if I care, because it's a Kenyan, then it for sure should be a Matnas Bari. The Gemara Naman Beis continues, and the Gemara Shtel Su Rabba. The Gemara says in a case where we also a Shtar that was written, and it doesn't say clearly in the Shtar if it was a Matnas Shchimira or if it was a Matnas Bari. So the Gemara Naman Beis on top says, Rabbi says, Hare Meis, if he died, Hare Kivim Mechiyach Alav. If you see that he died now, so you should go Basar Hashta, and you should say that it was definitely a Matnas Shchimira. Hagam, the Shtar doesn't say that it was a matna shchira. It doesn't say that kind of a kotziv ram ba'arse. It also didn't say, and the goy mari because he was sick, iftel beis elomi. And that's normally what you would write in a tzavo of a shchira in the shtar. It was not written like that. Rabbi still says, we go baser the chazok of the hashtu. We see that he's dead now. We say that he probably died from being a shchimira. And the male of the matana is a good matana. Even though the matana was a miktas, the matana is considered a good matana, matna shchimira. Abaya argued on him. And Abaya said that, why do you say that he died from that sickness? Maybe he didn't die from that sickness. The original sickness that he had, he was a shchimira. He went ahead and he lived from that, and then he died afterwards from a different chayli, or stam he died. And the raya Abaya brings is from a case of a svina, a boat. The halach is a man goes on a boat. Normally, a svina is ruben la'abed, but we still give him chumrei chayim and chumrei mesim, because we say that he may be a roiv chaylin live, and over here also maybe he's still alive. So by us, we should also say that maybe the person lived from his sickness, and now he didn't die, b'tayras shchimira. L'chayra, let's take apart Rabba and Abaya's taina. Rabba is saying, harimeis and kireis mechiyacholov. L'chayra, why is that a reason to say that the mekabel homatana should be able to be mitzi mamain? In order to say we have to say that the person died as a shchimira, and the matana that was given to him is kayim, because if he was amad, he's chayzer, and even though he died later, but if he didn't die machmas oisei chayli, then you can't mekabel the matana. So the chayra, what is the whole raya of Rabba? Because you go basar hashta, you go with the chazaka that he has right now, that right now is mace. The Rishbam says that such a loshin that basar hashta azlinon, Rebbeinu Gershom also says basar hashta azlinon. Chayra means the chazaka, the hashta. Rabbi Megash also says, since we see his mace in Kivra Mechiyacholov, so we make it's a chazaka that he probably died without being amad from that chayli. And the one that he tainted that he was amad, he died from different chayli, all of Lavi Raya. L'chayr, that means that if in front of us we see a person dead, probably he was a shchimra earlier, so we say that the death and the shchimra are connected, and probably he died from that sickness. And mele, he can be mighty mammon. The Achrayim asks, Rabbi Chanan asks in Kevish Shurim, Ois Tuf Kuf Nun Zayin, and others ask that it's true, you have a chazok, it's a chazok da hashta, but how could a chazok da hashta be mighty mamon from a muhzik? We know that a chazok is not stronger than mighty mamon from a muhzik. Even a roiv that's odiv mi muhzik is not mighty mamon. We hold like Shmuel, Ein Hoychem Mamon Acha Roiv, and for sure you can't be mighty mamon with a chazok, Ruba chazok, Ruba odiv. If roiv can't be mighty mamon, a chazok can't be mighty mamon. Seinach and Ami, Rabba says, Ari meis, Vari kivrim mechiyacholov. So you have a chazok at the hashta, that you died from being a shchimira. And the male, the makabal, says it's a good matana, but the chazok can't be mighty mamon. You still don't have a raya. Maybe he lived, and then he died from a different sickness. Bemes, this shaila that the Achrayim ask is really in the Rishayim. So Rabbeinu Yoina says that Abaya's kasha is that you have a chazaka the hashta, and also an extra chazaka. And Rabbi Chanan learns Rabbeinu Yoina that Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that there are two chazakas here. Number one, he has a chazaka the hashta at his mace, and they probably die with teresh shchimira. And he also has a chazaka the mikara, that he was once a shchimira. If he was once a shchimira, probably lasted that shchimira, that sickness, up until his death. So Mamela, if he has two chazakas, then he can be mighty moment. With these two chazakas, chazak ni mikarder with shchemira, and also chazak the hashta. No, the lashon of Benyamin is not mashma like that. The lashon of Benyamin is mashma that all is mighty moment with chazak and hashta alone. Rabbi Chanan understood that there's two chazakas here. So then, what's Abaya's kasha? Abaya's kasha is that you see from Svina, Shubin Laabin, that's nice and love chumri chayim, chumri meisim, that you don't have a chazak ni mikara because Mistam Yitaka did live. Because the shchimira, since roiv chayil is l'chaim, this chazaka that Yitaka came back to health, and we see him dead now. Okay, so you have a chazaka that has to say that you died from the chayli, but chazaka mikar you don't have. So male a biased hiding that even if I'm asking to you, you have a chazaka that has to, but it's not enough to be mighty mamin from the muzik because you don't have a chazaka de miyikar. If you learn this way, so then hagufa, what does Rabbi say back? Rabbi L'Chayr could either understand and argue with Abaya that with a chazaka the hashtot, it is enough to be mighty mamon from the muzik. And the Achrayim Taka of Mavaretz, there's a shtikl of mahalach in that, why a chazaka the hashtot alone should be able to be mighty mamon, is because when there's a chazaka the hashtot, we don't have any sveikis. It's ke'ilu, the safi doesn't begin. It's klar that he died mitoch oisa chayli. And you don't taka need the chazaka the mi'ikara. Chazaka d'ashtag is normally chazaka d'ashtag can't meitzi mamon if it's where there's a suffix, you want to paskin like that. Chazaka not strong enough to be meitzi mamon. But where there's no mokin to mistapik, then chazaka d'ashtag says that's the way it is. If that's the way it is, then avadat's pashit, then he died from the chayil. There's no tutzdadim. There's no tutzdadim, you can be meitzi mamon. This is a chiddush. But there is makairis, there's such a chiddush in the Pnei Yeshua later in other G'dayli Achreinim. Them is the Shev Shmeitze, in Shmeitze Gimel, Tezayin, it says that this is Gufa, then if you go by the Chazaka de Hashta, where there's no Chazaka l'mafreya, no Chazaka contrary to it, is really the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel in Kiddush Nafayin Tes. Now we just be Magdim, the Gemara in Kiddush Nafayin Tes, a famous Gemara which has in it a lot of Yisoides of Chazaka. But and we're just focusing on one nekuda of it. If you go baser chazaka de hashta, where there's no chazaka l'mafreya, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara Kedushin Nafayin Tes talks about where there's a nara that's becoming a begeris on the day she's becoming a begeris, where the father is mekadesher bederech, and she is mekadesh herself beir. And then we come back, we check now she's a begeris lefanenu. So lefi Rav says in the Gemara Kedushin that she's a begeris lefanenu. We see she's a begeris. A begeris, only she's able to marry herself off. Her father can't marry her off, so her kedushin is a good kedushin, and the father's kedushin is not a kedushin. Father can only mekadesh her when she's a ketana and a nara, not when she's a begeris. You go baser the chazaka de hashta, she's a begeris lefanenu, she was a begeris at the time the father was mekabel kedushin for her, the father can't be mekabel kedushin. Shmuel argues in Rav, and Shmuel holds chayshin lekedushay shneim. Because it's possible that she was still a nara when the father's mekabel kedushin, and male, the kedushin is a good kedushin. What's the Nekudas HaMachlaikas, Rav and Shmuel? The Nekudas HaMachlaikas is, you go baser chazaka dahashta, according to, where there's no chazaka l'mafreya that contradicts it. According to Rav, you go baser chazaka dahashta, this begeris lefanenu, and according to Shmuel, you don't go baser chazaka dahashta. Even though, right, you have a chazaka dahashta, but there's no chazaka d'mikara over here, because it's Eimed L'shtanis, Amedis L'shtanis, we know that she's going to change from Cheskes Nara to Cheskes Begeres, but we still don't go baser chazaka d'hashta. So Shmeitzer wants a taina that that's gufa and nidain between Rav and Shmuel. Lacher would come out that if Rav and Shmuel argue, if you go baser chazaka d'hashta, where there's no chazaka d'mikara or not, that's lacher the same machlekes in our sugi between Rabba and Abaya. Abaya will hold that you go baser chazaka d'hashta, haremeis varekivre mechiyach alav, and that proves that he died as a shchimira. If he died as a shchimira, so the matana is a good matana. And that's like we explained before, that they have to say that's enough to be mighty mammon, because it's not the chazaka is passing the suffix, but the chazaka says there's no sveikas here bechlal. There's no sveikas. Merely go with the chazaka dahashta. And Abaya argues. Abaya says no, there's no chazaka. Chazaka dahashta is not sufficient, like Shmuel says. Hagam, there was a chazaka nimikara, and that Abaya says no chazaka nimikara, because the roiv choylin are lechayim. Bemis Rabbeinu Yoyin Nataka speaks out in our sugya, which is Rav Shmuel's Gelfida, is our Gemara is Gelfida Havin anymore in Kedushin. Tais speaks it out that it's not a Maskon anymore in Kedushin, doesn't remain like that. But the Taka de Machlaikis between Rabba and Abai in our sugya is whether you go Basar Chazaka de Hashto or you don't go Basar Chazaka de Hashto. We may also add that Abaya understood Rabba that the way to be Maitzi Mammon was idea Tziruf of Chazaka de Hashto, Chazaka de Mikara. And male, that was his Kasha. From Svini, you see that there's no chazaka de mikara because Rav Chaylin l'chaim. And Rabbi held that no, it's no two chazakas over here. The chazaka de hashta is sufficient, is enough to be mitzi mamon. Memes, there's I'll just share with the Olam, another way to understand what the din of Abaya, and possibly it's a different way to understanding Moris Kasha. Because there's a Rivosh in Shuvas and Sim Shin Ayin Tes that says that Biur hadvarim of why by a sfina we give him chumre chayim v'chumre meisim is because even though normally there's a klal ruba v'chazaka ruba odif, and memela by a sfina, even though there's a roiv that ruben la'abed, most don't live, but against that there's a two chazakas, the chazaka of cheskas chay, there's also cheskas eches ish, so probably the person's still alive. So we dan a roiv negative two chazakis, like a palga, like a 50-50. And a male, you have to go and give him the chumrei chayim and the chumrei mesim. We can't assume that he's dead based on the roiv that Ruben la'abed, because there's two chazakis of chay connected that roiv. That's what Abaya saw from Tzvina. And a male, Abaya said, and the Gemara asked the Kaha, Abaya asks that who had over here in our Gemara, there's also two chazakis. There's a cheska shchimira, that he was once a shchimira, and he's also dead, meis lefanenu. So even though there's a roiv chaylon l'chayim, it'll blive like palga, blive like half and half. And Mimela, by his asking, so misafik, you can't be mitzi mamim from the Marakama. In other words, the taina of Abaya that roiv chaylon l'chayim is not that it's a vadai that he's alive and Mimela he got better and Mimela he didn't die from that sickness. It just two zayif, the roiv chayim l'chayim is balanced by the two chazakis. So even if there are two chazakis, it's blives a palga palga. So that means the pshat in the Gemara, the bais kash is not that he's knocking off the cheskas shchimira. He's agreeing to this cheskas shchimira, but he holds it as a roiv connected that chazaka. So even if you'll mitzarv the cheskas shchimira together with meis lefanein the chazaka the hashta, but it'll blive a palga palga blive. Chatzi chatzi by misafik and a safik can't be mighty moment. That's his taina on Rabba. Misafik can't be mighty moment. But from the Rishayim and Taisers and other Rishayim, it's mashma that the bias kasha from Svina is that you see the koyach of cheskas chai. The Ben Yoyin Loshen Ben Yoyin is all the Svina Shiruben leibon noisem chumi chayim shenazlina basa cheskas chayim. So the kavan is that even though normally ruba chazak ruba adif, but a cheskas chayim is stronger. It's stronger than anything from all chazakis. And Mele, it'll say over here that for sure he lived. The aura on the Rivash is that if you learn like this, the bias kasha, so you're going to say that you go basa cheskas chayim is for sure alive. That means that the shchimira that he was originally didn't lead to death; it stayed alive. But that's only calls man he's bechayim. I mean, if we know for sure that he's mace, so then mechet hesa that it was for sure that he got healthy from that sickness, and then now he died for something else. The Cheskas Chaim would say that the Shchimira is not the cause. If somebody's a Shchimira, we still assume that maybe he's going to live. That means we delay his death until we have a Vadi idea that he's dead. Because we say that the Rev Chaim L'Chaim, he probably lived. But if we know he died, so then why should we say that the death now is not from the original Shchimira? L'Chaim should be from the original Shchimira, not from a new Chayli. And Rabbi's Tain is, that we say that if he's dead now, then he died from the original sickness, and the other Abayat understood from him that it's also Chazak Nimikar, that if he was a Shchimira before, he died from that being a Shchimira. L'chayra, what's the Taina? He died from that Shchimira. It could be he got better and then he got sick again and he died. But you have no idea that you can't say that you know for sure that he got healthy. You can't say that Mechatesi got healthy. Probably died from the Shchimira. Then it's taken out of Taina, even if Reiv Chayin L'Chaim. So Abai Bechlal doesn't have a Taina on Rabba. That blives a Shtikla Ora. Let's move on to the next Shtikla Gemara, which also needs to be explained in terms of if a Chazaka the Hashtag could be Maitzi Momen or not, like we explained earlier. The next Gemara says as follows: Keman Ozlo Hoshmaitza the Rabba. Rav Huna Brady Vishu wants to say that Rabba that said Hari Meisu Kivri Hari Kivri Mechiyachalov is like Rabbi Nosson. He quotes a brisa: The Sanya Mi Moitzi Miyadmi Hu Moitzi Miyadem Belei Raya VeHein Ein Moitzi Miyada El BeRaya Divi Rabbi Yankiv. We're talking according to the Rashbam in a Matana that's not written in it, not a Loshna Matnas Bori, and not a Loshna Matnas Shchivra like our Mishnah. The halacha is that the noisin is ayin b'nechosav and he's zayich in it because ham b'nechosav al cheskosay, and the bal hashtar has to bring a raya that he was a bari when he gave the matana and memela he was not chayzer. And it's like we said earlier, like a bayatayne that roiv chaylin are l'chaim. Memela they cannot be mitzi momin. Rav Nosson argues in the Braisa, and Rav Nosson says, "In Boriu, if he's a Bori now, so then all of Lavi Raya Shoyi Shchimira, then the Naisim would have to bring a Raya that he was a Shchimira and he was Chayzer. But in Shchimirahu, if he was a Shchimira, Lein Lavi Raya Shabori Hoyo, then they have to bring a Raya that he's a Bori and that it wasn't a Matana." And the Rishbam explains that we go Basar Chazaka the Hashta. If now he's a Shchimira, Sal Karchoch, then he could be Chayzer Matanasai. And if he was a Bari now, so we say he was a Bari earlier also, and Memele the Matana is a good Matana. So the Chayra, Rav Huna is tining that Rabba that had said earlier, they can be Maitzi Mamin, Mikayach Chazaka the Hashta, Rav Nosson is saying the same thing. If right now he's a Bari, so it's the Chazak, we go with the Chazak and the Hashta that he was a Bari at the time of the Nesinas Matana, and that alone could be Maitzi Mamet. On this, we have the same kasha we had in the beginning of the Sugya. Rabbi Chanan asks that how could he be Maitzi Mamet with a Chazak and the Hashta? Chazak and the Hashta alone, L'chair, can't be Maitzi Mamet. Rabbi Chanan answers in the Kavit Shurim, also with the same Mahalach he said earlier, Alpira Beinu Yaina, that over here there are two Chazakis. There's a Chazak and the Hashta that he is a Bari, and Memela the Matan is Kayim, and there's also a Chazaka de Mikara that he was a Bari, because originally he was a Bari. And since originally he was a Bari before he got sick, with the combination of the Chazaka de Hashta and the Chazaka de Mikara that he was a Bari before, that's enough to be Maitzi Mamet. And he wants to base it also on Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Chanon asks that Oibazoi is very shredded the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin that we had quoted before, Rav says, Hare hi bageres lefanenu. Rav says in a case where the father is mekabel Kedushin for his daughter, and she's mekadosh herself also, we find that she's a bageres, we go basa de chazoka de hashta, and her Kedushin is a good Kedushin, and not the father's. And the Gemara says in Kedushin that Rav goes in the shita of Rav Nosson. L'chayr, it's not a tushtel, because of the way Rabbi Chanan is learning in our sugya. Rav Nosson says that you go basa the chazoka de hashta only in combination with the chazoka de mikara. There's a chazoka de hashta, he's a bari now, but there was also a chazoka de mikara that it was a bari. That's why you're able to be mighty moment. But where's in Muchach from Rav Nosson that you go basa chazoka de hashta alone? Who said chazoka de hashta alone is enough to be mighty moment? Go basa chazoka de hashta. So Rabbi Chanan explains that you can miyasha this kash and say that it's true that now Gemara you have taka two chazakas, chazakas bari, and also the hashta, and also chazaka mikara bari, but that's because in our sugya the nidah needs to be maitzi mamin. To be maitzi mamin, you need both chazakas. But like Gabi Isser, it's enough with just the chazaka the hashta. And lamaisi, you do see that you go baser a chazaka the hashta. So that's how he's miyasha the Gemara in Kedushin. Well, Kalpanim, we see from Reb Nosson that you go basa chazaka de hashta. Hagam, our Gemara says you need both. That's because our Gemara is discussing being maitzi mamin, that the matana should be kayim. But like Abi Isurim, it's enough to go basa chazaka de hashta alein. But the shayel that still remains is that if Taka learning, Reb Chanan is learning the Gemara, that Reb Nosson is saying you go basa the chazaka de hashta in combination with the chazaka de miyikara, so then how did Rav Huna shtel Reb Nosson to Rabbah? The Chayr is no comparison between Rabbah and Rav Nosson, because we had already explained that in Rabbah, Abaye proved that you can't go and be done bas mitzad chazaka de mikara that he was a shchemirab, because Abaye tainted on Rabbah that roiv chaylin lechayim, most chaylin live. So Meili probably was oimed from that shchemirab, from that sickness. And all you have is a chazaka de hashta, not a chazaka de mikara. So if all you have is chazaka de hashta and not a chazaka de mikara, so how can you be mitzi mam, which is chazaka de hashta? Why would you say you only have a chazaka de hashta and not a chazaka de mikara by a case of bari? L'chayr, the bias taina was only in a case of shchimira. In a case of shchimira, you have a chazaka de hashta that he's a shchimira, that he was mace, and you had a chazaka de mikara is a shchimira, and the bias taina then chazaka de mikara is not here because reiv chayim l'chayim. What would you say the Gabi Bari? The Bari, you could say also that it's only Chazaka de Hashta, because there's a Shmaitz and Shmaitz a Gimel. It brings from Tshuva Saran that the Chazaka of Bari is always Osir Lishtanis. A Choyli is Motzi. It's always common people get sick. So it could be you don't go with a Chazaka de Mikara Bechlal. There is no Chazaka de Mikara. Or the Rebbe Chanan himself says, he's saying Chazaka is that you don't go Basa Chazaka only where both study Asafik are equal. But if there's Reglaim, Ladover, for one side, more than the other side, in such a case, you don't go Basa Chazaka. So here also, since he gave walls in the Chasim, the Svar is Naita. We mentioned the Svar earlier that he is Taka Shchimira and he's not a Bari, because Anoshim that Abriim normally don't give all in the Chasim, and mainly you won't go Basa Chazaka of being a Bari, the Mikara. But whichever way you explain it, that over here, there's no chazaka de mikara, only chazaka de hashta, and that's why it would be a good comparison to what Rabbah had said, harimeis or akivim mechiyachalov, which also only had a chazaka de hashta, but then you have Rabbi Chanan's kasha. If all there is a chazaka de hashta, in our case, by Rabbi Nosson, that he was a bari now, he always was a bari, how could he be mighty mamain with only a chazaka de hashta? The Chayra, again, we see an indication in our sugi, like we had mentioned before also, that it's possible that Chazaka de Hashta alone is strong enough to be Maitzi Mamun. The Chayra, this Chiddush is evident in the Gemara's comparison of Reb Nosson to Rabbah. Hagam, the Gemara, the Chayra had proven that in Rabbah, there's no Chazaka de Mikar, there's only a Chazaka de Hashta. Now this is, we take one more Nakud, this is if on the tzad that he's a Bari. If he's a Bari now, so he's saying that he always was a Bari. We said that if he's a Bari now, it's a Rai, always was a Bari, go basa chazaka de hashta, but there's no chazaka de mi'ikara. What about if he is a Shchimira now? So Rabbi Nassan also said that Mshchimirahu alein lohavi raya shebari hoya, meaning that he was a Mshchimirai, definitely was chayzer from his matana because he go baser chazak and hashta. It's a raya that he always was. He was a Mshchimirai at the time of the sinas matana. You told him before also. On this you could ask lachar yev chazak in the mikar that he was a bari, and a chazak in the mikar is stronger than a chazak in the hashta. It's true that he's a Mshchimirai now, but he was once a bari, so why doesn't that chazak mikara kick in? So l'chayra, again, you see in this tzad that somehow that chazak mikara is not here. The Rishonim Tak asked this kasha. The Ran asked. The Ran says because there's no chazak that he was originally a bari because the chazak asuya l'ishtanis. The Pnei Yeshua answers that negative chazak mikara, there is a bari. There's a chazak mikara of cheskas marakama that the nchasim were his, and the chazak of the hashta is mitzdarf to the original cheskas marikama neged the cheskas bori, and that's why if he's a shchimira now we say there's no matana. In summary, it's very difficult to learn the sugya that there is also a chazak of the miyikara, because if number one, we'll just lay out the summary of the sugya. If we say that there's also chazak of the miyikara and besides Chazak the Hashta, so then Abayas Taina of Hashta Masvin is Shubin La'aben, and he brings a Rai from Reb Chayim L'Chaim. What was his Taina on Rabbo? He has Chazak in the Mikara. So it must be L'Chayr that Abayas is knocking off that Zad and learning that there's no Chazak in the Mikara, that he was once a Shchimira, he remains a Shchimira. All there was in Rabbo is Chazak the Hashta. Also, like we just mentioned now, that in the Tzushtal Turam Nasin, that it says if he's a Bori, all of Lavi Rai Shavim Shchimira, or if he's a Shchimira, Alein Lavi Rai Shabari Hoya, you have to say that there's no Chazak in the Mikara, not in the case where he said he's a Bari now. There's no Chazak in the Mikara helping him, because then it's not a good Sushtal to Rabba. And not if he's a Shchimira now, that he was always a Shchimira, because the Maisa, there was a Chazak in the Mikara of being a Bari. We have to say that the Chazak in the Mikara being a Bari is Zasuil Ishtanis, because the Derech is to become sick, and the male, what you left with the Chazak in the Hashta. So it will be more geshmak l'chayr with pashtas hasugi is mashma that there's a chiddush here that with a chazak of the hashta alone you could be mitzi mamon. One last ha'ara in the sugya is that the Gemara continues and it says that l'tumah machlaikis. The Gemara compares this nidain of chazak of the hashta, chazak of the mikara, also to tumah. The Gemara says, it brings a Mishnah, that if you have a valley of Bika and a Moisa Cham in the summertime, there's a din of Rishus Yochid for Shabbos and Rishus Rabim for Tumah, and Safik Tum Rishus Rabim is Tahar. And people frequent it. Moisa Shamim, in the rainy season, it's Rishus Yochid for both for Shabbos and for Tumah. And Rava said, Loi Shonal Shli Overla Moisa Shamim. It's only if it didn't pass through a Moisa Shamim, but if Overla Moisa Shamim, if there already was a Moisa Shamim, so it has a din of a Rishus Yochid Lekan Lekan, even Legabe Tumah. L'chayr, what the Gemara is saying when it tells Tzul Tumah Chleikis is just like they argue Legabe Shchimira, if you go Basad Chazaki the Hashta, so to Legabe Tumah, where you went in the Bika that has a Safik Tumah, and there's a Safik, if you went in Moisak Shamim, where the Safik would be Tumah because it's a Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, or do you go B'Rishus Chamo, which is a Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, which is Safik is Tar. So according to Manda Amad, as Lina Basa Hashta, you'll see, when did he ask the question? If he came in Moisak Shamim, so since Moisak Shamim is then B'Rishus HaYochid, so Sveika is Tumah, and if he came in Moisak Chamo, then Sveika is Tar. Over here, Rabbi Chanan in Ois Tav Kuf Nun Tes in the Chazanish in Simi Pei ask a Gevaldik Akasha that L'chaira, a Chazak da Hashta is only Shayach where there's a Suffolk in Mitzias. What is the Matzav here? What is the Matzav? For example, is the Matzav that he gave him Matana when he was a Shchimira and now he's being Oymen his Chayzer, or is the Matzav he gave the Matana when he was a Bari? And we don't know if that changed or not. So we say, go bust the Chazak da Hashta, whatever is now, that's Mistama what was then. But in the case where the Matzav is Yadua, that there was a Suffolk Tumah, and the din is also Yadua, that Maisak Sham Sveika is Tameh, and because it's Rishus Rabim, it's Rishus Yachid, and Maisak Hamo Sveika is Tar, because that's a din of a Rishus Rabim. And the Suffolk is on the Gavra, when was he Nichnas, Maisak Sham and Maisak Hamo, how is it Shaykh to say on this, you go, Basa Chazaka the Hashta? What's the Chazaka the Hashta going to tell us? In the Gedda of Chazaka the Hashta is that you're not misubit that there was a Shinui. You continue what was till now is now. And whatever is now was earlier. It's Mamsh, the Chazak Dash tells us that whatever matzah we see now, that's Nimshach Limafreya until as far as we don't, whatever we don't know, until as far as to the point that we do know there was a difference. The Chorovi can't say that. In this Bika, for sure there was a Zman of Yimayis HaChama.
and the feed of matzah, it's kayim now, and there was this man of Meisag Shamim. So what's the chazok of the hashta? The shailas and the gavra, when did itaka go in? I heard this, that Dan Feyerez says a chiddush here, that the chayritz mukh from here, that the gather of chazok and the hashta, according to Rabbah and Rav Huna, is a gather of a reyesah. The loy chazina and loy mechazkina. That means it says that whatever we don't know, we're not machzik. You're not machzik a reyesah imatzah lematzah. So you're done the matzah that's nintzel lefoneinu. And Mele, if he comes, meisag shom, that's the matzah lefoneinu. If he comes, meisag chama, that's the matzah lefoneinu. So, merely chiddush to understand gather of chazok and the hash like that you don't have bechlal, you don't begin to misnapik, and it look at the matzah you have in front of you, and that is the matzah that always was. Not that the pashtus of chazok and the hash is that the etzem matzah, the gather is that there was no shinui from earlier. We remain with this aura.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.